All right, so split weekend, not a terrible outcome for the longest conference road trip of the season. Let's start with the win over Minot. A great defensive performance, especially in the second half. What'd you like most from your team in that win, and what was the push in that second half that got you the W?
Well, I think you kind of touched on it. I think we defended really, really well. Minot does a great job, offensively in terms of just their execution. They throw a lot of different things at you and do a good job with it. And I thought our ability to guard them in the half court throughout the, both halves was really, really important. And then we got to be a little more efficient in the second half and on the offensive end, which allowed us to kind of break open a close game and give us a little cushion as we finished out the last 5 minutes of the game.
So then you get the good win, you turn it around with Mary, and the defense was there, but the shooting struggles sort of returned. Was it just a bad night, or how'd you feel about the shot selection, rather? Do you think they were taking good shots, or just an off-night shooting?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our shot selection was okay, but, again, it's been just kind of a thing that has been, unfortunately, our identity, is we just really struggled to score, and it was same old stuff. I mean, we missed a bunch of open threes, and we got to the rim a bunch. It couldn't finish, and then I would have to correct you a little bit. We did not guard. They shot 50% for the game, and they were 8 of 17 from the three, and so that was a disappointing part. And we were okay offensively on Friday, but Saturday we struggled, and then the reason we were able to win Friday, though, as we guarded. We didn't guard as well as we needed to on Saturday, and even still had a chance. I mean, at the end of the day, we lost by 8 foul and a couple times late to try to stop the clock, and it just shows you, again, if you can defend, even on your off nights offensively, you have a chance to win your game, and we just didn't defend to the level that gave us a chance to sneak out a sweep on the road.
What was the message after the weekend? What did you tell your team after the loss against Mary? You have the win against Minot.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a missed opportunity. I mean, it would have been, a heck of an opportunity to sweep on the road on a really challenging, mentally challenging road trip. I mean, with the weather, it took us a little over 11 hours to get to Minot on Thursday. So you got a lot of built-in excuses. And I thought our guys really handled it well on Friday night and just didn't have the same, energy, I thought, on Saturday when we needed to. I mean, Mary's been a tough matchup for us. That front line gave us problems last year, and they gave us problems again on Saturday. And, so we kind of gave away an opportunity to get back to 500 in the league. And scarily enough, in the South, I mean, there's four teams tied at 9-5 in the South. And if we could have figured out a way to sweep, we'd have been 7-7 with 4 weeks left to play. So it was just a missed opportunity, I think, at the end of the day. And now we've got a huge challenge for us, obviously, rolling into this weekend.
Yeah, huge challenge indeed. We'll get to that a little bit after this question here. What did you notice that you want some areas improved ahead of this four-game stand, the areas you thought needed the most improvement, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, it's, on the offensive end, Jake, it's just the one thing I didn't mention to our guys. I mean, in 25 years as a coach, I've just never seen a team struggle to finish plays near the rim like we have. I mean, it's on our bad days offensively, which Saturday was one of them. I mean, we must have missed 10 to 12 shots at the rim. I mean, and it's to a man. I mean, it's not one guy. It's really almost a phobia on our team. And so a little bit's our stature. Again, I've mentioned it, we're not the most physically imposing team, but good players, good teams figure out a way. Even if you don't have a physical matchup that is in your favor, then there's plenty of smaller players at all levels that figure out how to score versus size, and we just have struggled to do it. And so we're going to continue to pound away at that. We're going to continue to get shots up and try not to have too many 4-for-27 from the three nights. And if we can fix those two things, it'll give us a better chance. If we don't fix those two things, then the game will continue to be pretty hard, unfortunately.
So moving to that tough test, you got the first and second place teams in the North ahead this weekend. And weirdly enough, and we've talked about this a little bit before, the team struggles more so at home, at least record-wise, than they do on the road. 2-5 at home, at least conference-wise, I think you got one less win there. But the next 2 weekends being at McCown, what are you sort of hoping for results-wise with the good teams coming, but overall four games, what are you really hoping for to accomplish these two weekends?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge four-game homestand for us, and we're going to get challenged. I mean, it's two of the better teams in the North, and then the following weekend, Wayne State, obviously, I think is tied for first in the South. So we're going to see three teams that are playing great in the NSIC, and we've struggled at home. We're 1-5 in the league at home, and, you know, we just got to take it. We've got to worry about Northern State right now. I mean, it's hard to do in our league because we've got to get prepared for two games, but both matchups this weekend are tough matchups for us. They both have length. They both have size. Northern's playing really, really well offensively, and the teams that have given them problems have guarded them really well. So they got beat at Sioux Falls and at Southwest here 2 weekends ago, and I think those two teams are arguably as good as we have in the league defensively. And so, I mean, that's going to be the challenge. Are we going to be able to guard them to make the game difficult? And then, you know, versus their size, I mean, they have 6'10", 6'8", on the front line, and they've got a point guard, Sam Maston, playing really well. And then you turn around next night, Moorhead's got Benninga playing really well at the point, and a couple of wings that have caused us problems last year, and some size with Zimmer inside. So we've got our hands full. I mean, I think we could play pretty well and still struggle, but we're going to have to play really well at both ends of the floor to have a chance.
So when you got a team like yours right now sort of struggling confidence-wise shooting, do you think it's added pressure into that confidence when you play really good teams at home like Northern and Moorhead?
I think we've been an equal opportunity, you know, struggle. I mean, it could be a team right. that defends really well and we don't make shots. It could be a team that struggles to defend and we don't make shots. I mean, we've gone through the whole gamut. I mean, at the end of the day, we're 20 games into it. And, you know, I think young people are like any other group in that if you see some success early, it changes your outlook. And if you struggle early, it dampens your outlook. And, we got to continue to work to get great shots and hope they go in. And, you know, that's really all you can deal with. Sometimes it's not going to be your day. And, but at the end of the day, we want to execute and put ourselves in a position to get the shots that we want. And if we do that, you got to live with the results.
So I know you're doing your best not to look ahead, but specifically for the team, you don't want them to look ahead. But have you yourself sort of thought or even already reached that point of sort of no return, for lack of a better term? You know, that point of you got to win these games if you want to get into the postseason. Have you sort of thought about that? And you sort of touched on it with this last weekend, a missed opportunity. But how much is that in the back of your head right now?
Oh, we're very aware of it. I mean, at the end of the day, we're a game. You know, we're a game out of seventh place. And so, I mean, if we're in seventh place at the end of the year, we don't play in the postseason. But whereas the missed opportunity is, I mean, if we could have figured out a way to sweep this weekend, it would have put us at 7-7. We would have been tied with Mankato. And, you know, the sixth place team has to go on the road to the third place team in the North the first round. And so, yeah, with 4 weeks left to go, you've got to know where you sit. You got to know that every game's important. Like I said, we've got a four-game homestand, which looks appealing in most situations, and yet we've got three of the best teams in the league out of those four games coming here, and then the team that we're only one game ahead is the other one in Augustana. So it's a huge four-game homestand, and yet we're going to have to play really, really well day by day, game by game, to have a chance to keep moving in the right direction in the standings and, you know, in a worst-case scenario, you know, try to figure out a way to at least make the conference tournament.